and you're listening to All Things Considered here on VPR. I'm Alex Keefe. The University of Vermont produces many graduates who go on to join the Peace Corps. UVM recently ranked number 7 among top volunteer-producing colleges and universities across the country, with 25 alums currently serving worldwide. In total, 857 UVM alums have served in the Peace Corps. Now, the university is strengthening that connection by becoming an official Peace Corps prep institution. Jane Kolodinsky is the chair of the Community Development and Applied Economics Department at UVM, and she spearheaded that application process. Jane, thanks for talking with us.
You're welcome.
So first off, for those of us who may not be familiar with the Peace Corps experience, give us a thumbnail sketch of exactly what it entails.
Well, Peace Corps volunteers serve in one of 6 sectors: agriculture, community economic development, education, the environment, health, and youth in development. And students or undergrads or even older individuals can apply to be a Peace Corps volunteer, and then they spend time overseas educating, living, and participating in a community in any one of these areas.
And is it usually for a year? Is it a couple years?
Peace Corps volunteers serve for a year, but it might extend beyond that.
And with this new program, the Peace Corps Prep Institution at UVM, what will the school be doing differently to prepare students for the Peace Corps now?
Well, the Peace Corps Prep Program is an undergraduate preparation program. What it does is it sets them up to be extremely successful and prepared for both the application and the actual Peace Corps experience. We've arranged it as analogous to taking a minor in a specific area. So students will take three credit courses in their chosen field, and they will also accumulate at least 50 hours of volunteer service before they leave. They are required to take 3 diversity courses, and at UVM, we already require students to take 2 of those courses. And in some cases, for particular countries, they have to take 2 foreign language courses.
I think when a lot of people think of the kind of students who go into the Peace Corps, it's maybe, well, I didn't really know what I wanted to do after graduation, so I went into the Peace Corps. I imagine you might have a different view on that. What makes a strong applicant for the program? Who benefits most from the Peace Corps experience?
Well, the Peace Corps experience, as you very well know, is a two-way street. So who benefits more? Well, the community that you're working in certainly will receive benefits from having a Peace Corps volunteer in that community. But a lot of Peace Corps volunteers say that they have gained more than they have given in the end through their intercultural experiences, through the sort of, let's say, informal diplomatic relationships that they form with people in other countries. Through a lot of different experiences, the Peace Corps volunteer actually might get more than they give.
There are only 30 other colleges and universities in the U.S. who have been accepted as Peace Corps prep programs. Are you hoping this attracts more students to UVM?
It might attract more students to UVM as being a Peace Corps prep program. But more than that, we thought it was time to codify and formalize things that we were already doing at UVM for over 30 years, because we also house a recruiter here at the university. But it's really formalizing things that we've already been doing, because we have been a top Peace Corps recruiter program in the country for many, many years.
Jane Kolodinsky heads up the Community Development and Applied Economics Department at UVM. We've been talking about the school's new Peace Corps prep program. Jane, thanks for speaking with us.
You're very welcome. My pleasure.